Ocasio-Cortez, Colonial Cauliflower in Community Gardens Makes Minorities Avoid Environmentalism. By Joshua Kaplan on May 21, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, declared on Sunday that the Green New Deal will reverse purported colonial attitudes associated with growing vegetables in community gardens. What I love too is growing plants that are culturally familiar to the community. It's so important, the 29-year-old freshman congresswoman said while filming herself strolling through a community garden in the Bronx. That's really how you do it right, the self-described democratic socialist continued in a follow-up video. That is such a core component of the Green New Deal, is having all of these projects make sense in a cultural context. And it's an area that we get the most pushback on, because people say, why do you need to do that? That's too hard. Ocasio-Cortez then said that growing cauliflower in community gardens represents a colonial approach, turning off people of color from embracing environmentalism. But when you really think about it, when someone says that it's too hard to do a green space that grows yucca instead of, I don't know, cauliflower or something, what you're doing is that you're taking a colonial approach to environmentalism. And that is why a lot of communities of color get resistant to certain environmentalist movements, because they come with the colonial lens on them, she argued. Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Ed Markey, DMA, unveiled the Green New Deal in February. A plan to transform the U.S. economy with a 10-year national mobilization to shift away from fossil fuels and replace them with renewable energy sources. And outline an FAQ for the proposal detailed goals like replacing or upgrading every building in the country over 10 years, the eventual elimination of necessary air travel, and economic security to citizens unable or unwilling to work. Ocasio-Cortez has claimed that the FAQ, which was given to NPR and other media outlets, is separate from the Green New Deal's actual objectives. Ocasio-Cortez's latest head-scratching remarks come after walking back her infamous prediction that the world will end in 12 years due to climate change. In a May 12 tweet, the progressive lawmaker suggested that Republicans too often fact-check her jokes, accusing them of taking her quips too literally. Why, you'd have to have the social intelligence of a sea sponge to think it's literal, said of her January remark, in which she said the world will end in 12 years if we do not solve global warming climate change. But the GOP is basically Dwight from The Office, so who knows, she concluded.